Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
The old man stares at me down the length of a Monte Cristo Churchill Aniado and goes, "Aren't you going to invite me in, kicker?" "I'm there, I wasn't going to, no. I thought you and I should possibly have a conversation, Ross, about what happened at Leopardstown on Stevens's day." "It's obvious what happened at Leopardstown on Stevens's day. You paid Ronan to throw the fucking race." I spot my son standing just behind him, staring at me down the length of a John Player blue. I'm like, "Look at you, two fucking crooks. You're a camel hair coat away from being your grandfather, Ro, and that's not meant to be a compliment." Ronan just goes, "You were bang on what you said, Charlie, about intelligence sometimes skipping a generation." Which is a definite dig at me, I'm pretty sure anyway. "Come on," the old man goes. "Let us in, kicker. We'll explain everything to you in plain and simple terms." "I'm there just so you know. The guys are all here as well. We're actually having a syndicate meeting tonight." "All the better," the old man goes, stepping past me. "I can explain it to the chaps myself." Ronan steps past me as well, and I give him a filthy. I'm like, "I'm disappointed in you, Ro." "He's there, your son bleeding flute, Rosser." Down in the kitchen, Fionn, Christian, JP and Oisin are discussing how much actual meat there is on a horse, because Oisin has had a firm expression of interest from a guy who runs a kebab shop in Dunleary called Shish Got Real. Yeah, no, we're about 8 cans each into this syndicate meeting. The old man decides to just brazen it out. He's been cross-examined by some of the sharpest legal minds in the country, and it's a tactic that's always worked for him. Apart from the time when he was jailed for 3 years for paying and soliciting bribes to corrupt the planning process. He goes, "Hello, chaps. Ronan and I just wanted to clear up any misunderstanding of vis-a-vis, if you'll pardon the French, the events that happened in the Corncrake Hurdle on St. Stephen's Day." "There's no misunderstanding," Fionn goes. "Ronan held Hosser Carroll Kelly back when he was 10 lengths clear, just like he threw himself off the horse when he was leading at Punchestown. Is that what happened, Ronan?" Ro just nods. Not a flicker of shame or embarrassment. The Southside gene is strong in him. "I'm there, so you're actually admitting it. Do you have any idea how hard it was for us to watch all those rock guys celebrating and sending us over bottles of Veuve Clicquot in a definitely passive-aggressive way?" The old man's there. "Ross, let me tell you something. There's far more to life than just perennially playing out some silly old school rivalry." "Okay," I go, "I've either had too much to drink or not enough. Did you really just say what I think you said?" Christian goes, "What else is there, Charles? I think we'd all be interested to know." The old man's there. "Money, Christian. Making it. Lots and lots of the stuff." I'm like, "That's not the reason we bought the horse." The old man's there. "You didn't buy the horse, Ross."
"Excuse me?"
"Well, I paid for it, if I remember correctly. 50,000 euros, wasn't it?"
"You know, we were all going to pay you back when we started to win actual races."
"I also paid the trainer and the veterinary bills."
"Just because you pay for something doesn't mean you own it. You of all people should know that, as a former resident of 7 North Circular Road, Dublin fucking 7.
Something suddenly occurs to Fionn. See, he's the brains of the operation, which, being honest, isn't saying much. A 60-watt bulb in a room full of 40s. He goes, "We bought the thing from a guy called Hugo McAllister. None of us had seen him since we left Castle Rock. Then he turned up in the bridge one day and asked us if we wanted to buy a racehorse. I'm presuming now that that wasn't the random encounter we thought it was." The old man goes,
"I might have known you'd figure it out, Fionn. Yes, I wanted to buy the horse because I knew he was good. Unfortunately, as Ross has just intimated, Charles O'Carroll Kelly is not a name that everyone associates with honesty and trustworthiness, which was why I didn't want to be registered as the actual owner of the horse. But I knew that if Hugo offered it to Ross while playing up the whole Blackrock College rivalry thing, then he wouldn't be able to resist it."
"Oh, I'm that predictable, am I?"
You came to me for the 50,000 euros that very day, Ross.
Ushing goes, I don't understand, Charles. If the horse is as good as you say it is, why does Ronan keep throwing races?
Because we're building up a losing record for him.
You're not wrong there, I go. So far, I've lost my children's college fund. I'm just praying that they turn out to be as thick as me, and a third-level education never comes up in conversation.
Ronan's there. He'll get you some woody back, Rosser, with interest.
I'm like, how?
He goes, do you not understand what your elephant is saying, Rosser? We're building up a losing streak for the horse so we can lengthen the odds.
I'm looking at him, and the old man, and aside from their choice of smoke, cigar versus cigarette, and footwear, John Loeb's versus Nike Air Max's, it's difficult to tell the two of them apart. A gangster and a gangster in the making. The old man has a long suck on his Monte Cristo, exhales slowly, then goes,
Cheltenham, my dear boy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.